Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're taking a closer look at a financial and political debate ignited by changes to economic policy in the U.S. and being pursued by none other than Nigel Farage in the U.K. He's not just talking about politics, he's talking about a full-on crypto revolution for the U.K., and he's directly targeting the Bank of England in the process.
That's right. Farage, in his role as the leader of the Reform Party, used a speech in Las Vegas to call out the Bank of England and other financial regulators as dinosaurs who are stuck in the past. He argues that their cautious, anti-crypto stance is actively holding the UK back and preventing it from becoming a global leader in digital finance.
And he's not just throwing out insults. He's got a pretty detailed plan. Farage has proposed a crypto assets and digital finance bill with some very specific policies, many of which mirror those we have seen starting to be adopted in the U.S. halls of power in 2025. For starters, he wants to dramatically cut the capital gains tax on crypto assets from 24% down to just 10%. That's a huge incentive for investors.
He also outlined two other major proposals. First, a direct shot at the Bank of England. He wants to establish a Bitcoin digital reserve at the central bank. Second, in a move that's very personal to him after his own debanking incident, he wants to make it illegal for banks to shut down accounts based on a customer's involvement with crypto. It's all part of his pledge to restore individual sovereignty from what he sees as overreaching by the current UK government.
It's a fascinating debate. On one side, you have Farage championing this vision of a more free and open financial system, arguing it'll spur innovation and economic growth. He points out that millions of Britons, especially young people, are already in this space and the UK needs to keep up with countries like the US.
On the other hand, you have the establishment. The Bank of England is approaching digital currencies with extreme caution, citing financial stability and consumer protection. Experts also have concerns, particularly regarding Farage's announcement that the Reform Party will be the first major UK party to accept crypto donations. They've warned that this could create a new loophole for dark money and untraceable funds to flow into politics. Of course, those in DBM who have followed the digital asset revolution over the past decade are well aware the establishment will always resist anything that undermines their control.
So we're left with this fundamental clash. Do you embrace the potential of a well-organized, decentralized future, or do you stick with the established, regulated system to maintain centralized control? Since the U.S. provided a more deregulated environment, this is a debate that will likely dominate financial policy discussions in the years to come.
For sure. And in the meantime, those who are switched on to the inevitable march towards sound money, manifesting as digital assets running on immutable blockchain rails, simply continue to accrue assets that must become more valuable, as the establishment has no other choice but to print more and more currency to present the illusion of control. What a time to be alive.
Indeed. Well, on that bombshell, that's a wrap. Be sure to get ahead of this opportunity to front-run the politicians and wider economy via applied education. Book your seat on the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series to begin the process of applying financial empowerment in your life while the politicians and bankers are still figuring out why sound money is once again inevitable in how humans live. See you next time.